usual on Friday kind of deal. No, I've got with us this afternoon, guy wrote the book, White Girl Bleed a Lot. Now, that's been on the number one on Amazon and wherever else it's sold. He's had every mother and her uncle chime in as to how great of a book that was. Nobody else had the guts to do such a book. Well, what do you do when you do a bombastic expose like White Girl Bleed a Lot? Well, you make another book. Don't Make Them Angry. Books of Black Musician and Those Who Enable It. Colin Flattery, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm honored to be here. Thank you for that nice introduction.
Well, I'll just give kudos where kudos are due. Not a lot of people have the guts to write books such as these. What was the motivating factor, sir?
You know, I don't think it was guts. I just wrote a book about what I saw happening in front of my... So the book, White Girl Bleed a Lot and Don't Make the Black Kid Angry, they cover two totally separate sets of events. It's about black mob violence, black on white crime all around the country, how the media ignores it, denies it, condones it, encourages it, even lies about it. And so this is happening all over the country, places big and small, tons and tons of videos on it, tons of victims, witnesses, police reports, 911 calls. So I wrote because there were so many people in denial about it and doing damage, thought it needed to be said.
And they actually did. The things that we have seen, Colin, just wait a moment. Am I going to be seeing more of you? And I've been asking for adults of all colors and stripes to be having meaningful adult conversation. The seeds have been planted, and what we've done here in this country is structured a pretty much a permanent underclass that was dependent on government for assistance in so many different ways. I'm seeing we're now reaping the benefits of this. Your take on it?
Future, by the way. And I'm not a historian. So what I do is, the reason I'm here is I'm just the guy documenting this, what I call the greatest lie of our generation, the biggest hoax of our lifetime, the myth of black victimization. We saw it on full display in Baltimore, how all this violence was happening. And the more you ask people, the more you learned. This was all about how black people are relentless victims of relentless white racism all the time, everywhere. That explains everything. And how police are constantly picking on black people for all a lie. And I wanted to document how the opposite is true. How black on white crime, black on violence, black on Asian, black on gay, black on women, black on young, black on old. How it's wildly out of proportion. And that point of view is just not being presented in the media. You're not really getting it on a lot of places. So I thought I'm just going to document it, let people make of it what they will.
It's interesting. I hear the mainstream media often quote themselves, and I'm sure they made up the lie. So I'm sticking with the lie. There is a disproportionate number of blacks that are incarcerated. And I'm looking at this situation out of the black population in this country. What percentage of blacks are committing crimes? Not everybody goes to jail. Some people are put on probation. Some people, cases are dropped. They plead out. It could be a numerous reasons while an individual may not go to jail. But I'm buying the disproportionate of black population and crimes committed.
Well, here's the mantra. That there is a disproportionate number of black people in prison, true. But the thing I also say is black people and white people commit the same amount of crime. It's just the police pick on black people and arrest black people for no reason whatsoever. That's why they go to jail. White people don't. Now, that were true, this must also be true. There are a ton of white people all over the country getting away with murder because they're committing all these crimes. And the police are not arresting them. That's why the black arrest numbers are out of proportion. Now, if that's true, where are the 911 calls? Where are the victims? Where are the videos? Where are the police reports? That is a lie. It does not exist. When people talk about these crime numbers, they're basing, and what they say is black and white people commit the same crime, black people get arrested. They always go back to one little study So, but if you unravel, this was like, this study was the subject of, you know, front page stories, Washington Post, New York Times. But you really have to unravel it thread by thread to go back to the source of this ridiculous claim. The claim has its source, and this might be going into the weeds just a bit, but I promise you this is going to be interesting. It has its roots in the Census Bureau. They every 10 years, they not only do the census, they do what I call a super census. They send out the census takers to visit 3,000 families, and they do this really intense interrogation to see what your lifestyle is so they can use it for whatever they want to use it for. One of the questions they ask you in this 45-minute interview is, John, do you use drugs? Well, for black people and white people, answer the question the same way, in the same amount. That's called self-reporting. If you Google self-reporting for drug use, you will see studies that I report and don't make the black kids angry. You'll see studies from Johns Hopkins, peer-reviewed from the Journal of Addictive Behaviors, where they talk about self-reporting for drug use. And they say, well, it's totally unreliable, especially when it comes to African Americans. That's like a direct quote. So they did these other studies where they didn't ask. They actually tested people. It all gets back to Baltimore, right? So in Baltimore, John Hopkins had all these people in one of their clinics for something. And they said, so they had their blood and they had their urine, so they tested them. So they knew if they were